What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's get some calls going here. Apparently, over at the United Nations, they tried to pass the original set of sanctions that the U.S. wanted, and it didn't go anywhere. So now they're back with what is being described as a watered-down set of sanctions to try and get that through. And personally, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. Because, again, the issue really at heart is, does North Korea or any other nation have a right to establish a deterrent to prevent their country from being invaded? And, of course, the answer is going to be yes, of course. It's just common sense. So they're going to be voting late tonight on a new watered-down sanction resolution. And apparently this new version has dropped the U.S. demands to ban all oil imports to the country and freeze the international assets of the government and its leader, Kim Jong-un. Now, of course, the other issues are this claim that any member nation of the UN will have a right to stop a North Korean ship in international waters and inspect it to make sure that they're not smuggling marshmallows or whatever it is that they're concerned about. Again, there was a call for a partial naval blockade of North Korea. Both of these are considered, the blockade is an act of war under international law, and boarding somebody's ship in international waters without their permission is an act of piracy, again, under international law. So the U.S. is out there wanting to commit what are basically illegal acts and somehow convince you that this is all right and just. And it really isn't. It really, really is not at all. So we'll see what happens with these sanctions. But at this point, again, the issue is looking at the United States history over the last 20 years of constant invasion, regime change, drone strike, use of torture, war crimes. North Korea isn't the problem. North Korea has every right, remembering how badly they suffered at the start of the Korean War at the hands of the United States. They have every right to want to find a way to keep the United States from coming back in. I mean, I'd do that if I were running North Korea, wouldn't you? Because you look at those countries that went along with U.S. demands, like Iraq or Syria. Iraq surrendered their weapons of mass destruction. So did Syria. They still got invaded. There's an object lesson there. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what concession you make. Once you are in the crosshairs of the United States government, they are going to get you. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Joel in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Considering all the lies that the government media complex has told us about 911, and considering your intelligence and your background in computer animation, my question is, how can you look at the footage of the airplanes entering the buildings and not see that it's fake?
It's not fake. Okay? And that's coming from my long years of background in computer animation. And by the way, you're forgetting about, you know, a few hundred thousand people on the ground who saw those planes hit the buildings.
Well, I mean, you're assuming that there's
a little common sense.
No, here's common sense. You're assuming that there was planes, then you're assuming that people saw them. But if there were no planes, then nobody saw them.
You look at the Nodet Brothers documentary. In fact, look at any documentary that's happening on the street there where the people are saying, we saw the planes hit. We saw the plane hits. All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. This is part of the kookification campaign. They're still trying to protect the official story by trying to kookify anybody who's got a different point of view. Same thing with that no plane at the Pentagon nonsense that they've been putting on out there almost since day one. And every time corporate media attacks the 9/11 truth movement, that's the first thing they pull on out. oh, these people don't even believe that a plane hit the Pentagon. No, it's the plants, the shills, the paid trolls who are out there pushing that nonsense. At the same time, they're claiming the Apollo moon landings were faked and that HAARP is changing the weather and chemtrails are real and Elvis is off in a flying saucer somewhere. It's called poisoning the well. It's a classic propaganda technique, and that's what they're trying to do. But again, when you come on out and say, oh, these footage all have to be fake. Okay, how do you explain all the eyewitnesses? I mean, Claire and I were in New York for the 10th anniversary of 9/11. We took part in a symposium there. And, of course, we just met thousands of people who had actually seen the attacks on the World Trade Center, saw the plane go in. And so you can't claim that this was all faked, you know, unless you're willing to say the entire city of New York was somehow bribed to go along with this hoax. It just really doesn't make any sense. Occam's razors at work here. And again, because of my long years in visual effects, the footage is real. With the exception of the one showing a cruise missile hitting the Pentagon, that was a pretty sloppy fake. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let me just get this thing done here. Now then, for quite a while, NASA has been talking about what is called the M drive. This is supposedly a fuel-free drive that could take humans to Mars in just 10 weeks. Now, it's been theorized for years by NASA, but the space agency has been unable to create a working demonstrator. Now, apparently, word is coming out of China, they've succeeded where NASA failed, that they've created a working prototype of the impossible fuel-free engine. And that would be a major breakthrough because it would really open up the rest of the solar system. If you're talking about weeks to get to the outer planets instead of years, it's a whole different ball game. And then all of a sudden you can start talking about commercialization of space, mining the asteroids. Because there's a lot of raw material out there that if it could be brought down to Earth in some safe landing spot, could be put to commercial use. Probably find a lot of rare earth minerals out there. A lot of fresh water out there. And, of course, space tourism. I mean, right now, space tourism is basically you go up, you're waitlist for a few minutes, you come back down. That's it. And it only costs you a few hundred thousand dollars. We're talking, like, real space tourism. You know, going to the moon for your anniversary. Going on out and seeing Saturn. That would be an amazing thing to see here. Now, so far, boy, September has been a rough month, hasn't it? Fires all over the western half of the United States, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Jose, which now appears still aimed at the east coast of the United States, Kyria, which, by the way, has now skipped over Mexico, is in the Pacific, and looks to be strengthening, possibly heading our way as well. Then you have these monster solar flares. There's a major solar storm going on, and we're getting these huge flares, which X-class flares that are just interfering with high-frequency radio, power failures. Boy, it's like somebody up there really doesn't like us at all. And finally, on top of that, this is an area of some major, major concern. As you know, a lot of people are looking at Yellowstone and the fact that it is a caldera from an ancient supervolcano eruption. And if you study the geology from Yellowstone Lake extending to the southwest, you will see the remains of several earlier eruptions. They're spaced out on a regular period, and not that it really is that crucial. We're actually a little overdue for a new eruption. But everybody's got all their attention focused on Yellowstone Lake and the assumption that the next eruption will happen in Yellowstone. Maybe, maybe not. Because since September 2nd, in the Soda Springs area of Idaho, there have been over 250 earthquakes, and many have been over magnitude 4. Now, the reality is that magma pool underneath that part of the country, nobody really knows exactly how deep it is or how wide it is, or whether there might have other branches. Now, volcanoes do not just appear with that cone shape immediately. They begin with a simple hole in the ground. And so a lot of people are starting to wonder if maybe they shouldn't be sending the U.S. Geological Service down to Soda Springs with a bunch of tilt meters. Because it is entirely possible that that giant Yellowstone magma chamber is underneath Soda Springs as well. And it may be looking for a vent there. Because when it starts to build up the pressure, it's going to break through wherever the terrain above it is weakest. And the problem with bursting through an earlier caldera is that remnants of the dried lava has the consistency of poured concrete. And so if there's a side vent able to open up, and side vents are a common feature on volcanoes. We have them down on the Big Island, where you've got Kilauea Crater is a side vent. Down along Chain of Craters Road, those are all side vents where it's just easier for the lava to come on out there. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Charlie in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Charlie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, what's on my mind is I was wondering, how did Larry Silverstein, you know, he collected insurance on the building and all those dead people over the years, nobody ever took a shot at him. I mean, look it. He collected insurance. He built a new tower. He's walking around New York City. But all those dead firemen and their relatives, you know, hell, he's just, you know, flying back and forth across the country. I mean, you would think somebody would want to kill him. You can't collect insurance on a building where 3,500 people die and not expect anybody to try to kill you. Even probably would have killed him. I say there wasn't anybody in the building. That's what I'm saying.
Well, no, there were people in the building. They found the human remains. They identified them with DNA. Situation is, first of all, Larry Silverstein, I'm sure, has the very best security that money can buy, and he did make out fairly well from the insurance, although the courts did rule against him. He had taken out anti-terrorism insurance on the World Trade Center, and he tried to claim that each of the two towers represented a separate terror attack, and hence could be paid for by the full benefit. The court said, no, it was a single terror attack, so he didn't get as much money.
Right. Okay, I understand the details. Mike, I understand the details, but the fire department has the keys for every building, and you would think that somebody would have squeaked in there and knocked him off, especially with all those dead firemen. I just don't believe it. The human nature is not involved in this terrorist attack. I never saw one tear.
Charlie, there's no question that Larry Silverstein took economic advantage of 9/11, but that's a long way away from saying that he was personally to blame for it, which is, I think, the place you would have to get to before you would wish him harm. I think you'd be better off wondering, you know, why didn't the United States, after catching these Israelis singing and dancing and cheering and clapping as the towers came on down, why didn't they keep them in prison in the United States? Why did they send them back to Israel? And why is the footage that they shot on their camera still classified? And the obvious answer there is they captured
the most important footage is the footage that's not there, and that's people escaping the buildings at the time of the attack. There's no video of people running out of the buildings.
Look at the video of people coming out running out of those towers. Okay, we've got ourselves another one of these shills that are trying to say, oh, it's all fake, it's all kooky. Look at the Nodet Brothers documentary on 9/11, and you will see people fleeing the buildings. They actually got into the lobby of one of the World Trade Towers and showed people evacuating. Obviously, the government is very concerned that people are not buying that official story any longer. And I've seen polls, I mean, obviously our poll is going to be, it's our audience and people don't believe what the government says. But I've seen polls just across America where most Americans don't believe the official story of 9/11. You know, and hiring people to come on in and say, oh, it was all fake. It was all computer animation. There were no people in the building. You know, they're trying to kookify the discussion. And that's how scared they are. They've lost the ability to lie to the public with impunity. And they don't know what to do about it. Because lying is what they do. It's what they've done all along. They don't know any other way to run a country other than by lying to the people. And they're stuck. And if there's one thing that we can point to as a victory for the independent media, it's that we've taken away the government and the corporate media's ability to lie to the public with impunity. Americans are becoming very skeptical of the official story about anything, and that is a healthy thing because the skeptical people are a free people. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Keith in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, just in reference to what you were just saying, I've seen the videos of the people running out of there with all burnt and stuff from that explosion down the elevators and stuff. But anyway, I was going to talk to you today. If you pan out on that USGS map there, or even go to Google Maps, you'll see that Soda Springs isn't too far from the craters of the moon where the old lava flows are along US Highway 93 that runs south for miles and miles from the other, whenever that one there went off. But
that's one of the prior Yellowstone eruptions, and it was sort of assumed that the core of the magma zone is continuing to track to the northeast because of tectonic forces. But again, that doesn't rule out the possibility of a side vent. But something is definitely applying pressure to that terrain underneath.
Yeah, and if you look at Google Earth there and you look at it, it looks like a bunch of laid down what we call shale rock over here. That has been laid down at its angle there, that mountain range. And
yes.
So, yes, these recent quakes, this, what was it, a 4.3 earlier today, they're all in the same area of that magnitude 5.3, but they're shallow quakes. Some are as low as 3 miles or 3 kilometers. So one would think that maybe something is cracking there to relieve pressure from Yellowstone itself.
Yeah, that's the only thing that really makes sense, because the only thing that's under there that's going to be putting pressure on the surface is that magma chamber. And again, they've managed to map part of it out, but that thing could reach all the way over to the West Coast and the Cascadia region.
Yeah, they said it goes as far as Kennewick in one map there, but from outside of Wyoming clear over to Kennewick there. But because we all, like right where my house is here in Montana, we have like Quinn Springs, Hot Springs, and they're all thermal areas. We're probably all sitting on top of it. But I do think, though, that if something happens, it is this one little mountain range there, and it is a mountain range. So that I think if it did something, and it's not a really heavily populated area around the mountains itself, which is good. So if something did kind of erupt there or something, or spill out, it would relieve pressure and probably stop the big one from going off, you know.
Well, that all depends on how much gas magma is saturated with, because super volcanoes, you tend to have a lava which is a lot like bottled soda pop, in which there's a lot of gases dissolved in the liquid, and when you take the pressure off, it expands explosively. And that's the difference between your basic smooth-running volcano like we have here on the Big Island and a super volcano. It's mostly propelled by the gas. And I think if we can assume that the prior eruptions from that magma chamber were highly explosive, that any new eruption breaking through to the surface is likely to be the same. So obviously...
Well, I was just going to say, Mike, if you draw a line from Lincoln, Montana, where we had our latest big earthquake here, down to there, you'll see it's almost a straight line through Yellowstone, okay?
Okay, Keith, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to bring you back after these words from our sponsors. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're just now getting word. Apparently, the UN Security Council unanimously approved the watered-down resolution on North Korea. So we'll have to take a look at exactly what was in there. But apparently it was something that both Russia and China felt they could live with. Let's get on back to Keith in Montana. We're talking about this swarm of quakes in Idaho that have a lot of people worried if, in point of fact, there might be a new volcano forming there. Again, it's just going to start as a hole in the ground. There'll be a hole in the ground, and all of a sudden lava and other stuff will come out of it.
Yeah, the other issue, though, if you remember last year, though, it was just a few miles over next to that Craters of the Moon that we had the Challis, Idaho swarm.
Yes.
And I had talked to a geologist about that, and I asked him what he thought, and he told me just read Revelations 9. But anyway, what's interesting, though, is I think I misstated that earlier. It was a 4.6 earlier this morning, and then a 4.1, and these are shallower quakes. And, you know, it'd be different if they were really far down like that, but it does look like something is cracking rock trying to break itself through the surface.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I don't know the hydrology of the region, but it does look like there's some uplifting. And again, the smart thing to do would be putting tilt meters, which actually I don't even think they need to do that anymore. They can actually do the interferometry from a space-based radar. And see if the ground is actually...
Is that, what they, Can they see if it's hot from that way, Mike?
They can see how hot it is with infrared, but I'm talking about if you're actually seeing a deformation of the surface of the ground, that they can actually map that now with space-based radar.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right. Well, I'll let you go there, but because you got another break coming up really fast. But anyway, I did want to say this. Twitter is loaded up with people tweeting their representatives about this. You know,
we'd like to thank everyone for all the loss of 9/11. But people are actually, you can see on the replies and stuff and actually their comments, they don't believe this. And I think that's why this shill stuff is coming out.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. They're just trying to keep the lid. All right. Thanks an awful lot. Yeah, they're just going through the motions. They're going through the motions. You know, our job is to preserve the official history of what's going on, no matter how ridiculous it may sound. All right. Another phone call. Alan in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. When you're mentioning the two brothers, are you speaking of the two French brothers that were in New York filming along with the fire department?
Yes.
I have a copy of that on VHS. I can't remember exactly, but it was a full documentary. And I'm going to tell you, you're 100% right, Mike. They started the documentary in the morning. They caught the first plane at low level flying into the tower. Totally, you could hear it. It was just mind-blowingly loud. Then later on of the day, I believe the two brothers got separated, and one brother was in one of the towers, literally, with the fire department, and you could hear it sounded like missiles coming down, and they said, "What is that?" And they said, "Those are people jumping," and they were hitting the glass atrium. And then they were in when the thing started to go down, and the guy, I mean, it's heart-wrenching. He actually made it out of the tower, and it was just rumbling. And the fire department...
Yeah, he was inside. Caught. He was inside when the first tower collapsed, and it just, you know, the debris piled up and around all the windows, and they went into blackout. It's a wonderful documentary. And, of course, these two gentlemen did not set out to do a documentary about the destruction of the World Trade Towers. It started out as a documentary about becoming a New York City fire department firefighter, and they just found this one student coming out of the academy, and they said, "We're just going to follow you around and show what it's like to be a novice firefighter." And they just happened to be there when 9/11 happened. And at that point, they had a whole new documentary. I have it on DVD. It is an absolute wonderful documentary, and everybody needs to look at it because there are a lot of things that were captured in this documentary where you have even the firefighters saying, "Gee, the way that building came down, it just, you know, boom, 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 like a controlled demolition." The firefighters are actually saying that in the documentary. And, of course, there is that other revelation where they're being told there is a third plane on its way to New York, which we presume was Flight 93 that was supposed to crash into building number 7, but for whatever reason, Flight 93 was brought back under the control of the crew, and at that point they had to shoot it down. Alan, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Checking back in on these storms, Irma's center, where the eye used to be, it's back down to a tropical storm here. It's up into Georgia, heading northwest across Alabama, should be in Tennessee, middle of the week. Then it's going to be predicted to basically move northeast into Indiana. And apparently the storm surge is reaching all the way up to North Carolina and all the way out for the entire Florida panhandle. They're saying it can be 6 feet high. The Miami, Orlando, and Tampa airports are still closed, and they're just trying to recover from that whole mess. Now, Tropical Storm Jose, as I mentioned earlier, I just checked the track on that one again. And it sort of got out of this wandering around, aimless, can't make up its mind. At this point, it is definitely heading for the U.S. mainland. The current track looks like it's going to hit the Carolinas. So, boy, what a lousy month it's been. Between the X-class solar flares, the storms, Harvey, Irma, Jose, the mosquitoes. It's almost a biblical punishment being visited on the United States of America for all of its military aggressions. And, of course, still looking at those earthquakes up there in Idaho. And there's definitely something going on there as well. So we have to be a little concerned. Meanwhile, Japan is getting very, very nervous over the fact that Russia and China's air forces seem to be flying around their country quite a bit. And they're now talking about how there is now pressure on Tokyo to boost military spending. Every time there's hostility or friction, everybody says, oh, we can't spend the taxpayers' money on the taxpayer. We've got to buy weapons. And I'm sure the weapons contractors, defense contractors are out there just having a field day. You know, these are golden times, a world going to war. We're just going to make so much money, it's going to be obscene. And again, this gets back to this issue with U.S. weapons, because when you go to these weapons fairs, if you will, more and more countries are starting to turn away from the U.S. products because they've got a very lousy track record. F-22 still asphyxiating its pilots. F-35, huge list of problems still unresolved. Software for the cannon won't be available for another year. Apparently, the cannon is so powerful, it's actually distorting the frame of the aircraft. And they've temporarily solved that by putting the gun in a pod that mounts on the center line of the belly, adding more weight and bulk to the aircraft. Still cannot get the so-called transparent airplane display to work, line up. Can't get the networked radar system to have the correct number of targets shared among the flight. Just goes on and on and on. Still a problem with the insulation in the fuel tank working loose, getting into the engines and blowing them up. You've got the Zumwalt drivetrain problems, and apparently because of that inverted bow, very unstable in a beam C. We were talking about the littoral combat ships, the Independence-class littoral combat ships, hull corrosion. The lead ships already had to go back into dry dock and have sections of the hull replaced. The Freedom-class littoral combat ships, drivetrain problems. And last week we reported on this story about how the Navy is now saying, well, you know, these really aren't going to work. We spent a lot of money on them, but they're really not going to work. We need something new. And so they're going to launch a whole new program for a whole new boondoggle. Because that's what they seem to do. Go from one boondoggle to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And it's great for those defense contractors who are mostly focused on selling to the Pentagon. But when they take those same weapons and they go on out and try and sell them to other countries, the other countries are saying, yeah, very expensive, not really ready to go when delivered. I mean, those countries that are taking the F-35 right now are taking it on the understanding there are still components yet to be delivered. Meanwhile, Russia has been using Syria as a real-world demonstration of how their weapons are working, and they work just fine, and they're nowhere near as expensive. You've got the Gerald R. Ford, the latest aircraft carrier, most expensive warship the U.S. has ever built, full of all kinds of new high-tech gadgets like electromagnetic catapults, new radars, can't get those things to work. And now the Pentagon is admitting maybe they shouldn't have tried putting so many new untried systems in a single hull. because they're saying that, like the littoral combat ships, they may never actually be usable in real-world combat. So, it's a mess out there. Now, there's a cautionary note in all of this, and that is that all wars are not only economic in the cause, they're economic in the outcome. Because the first country to run out of money loses. And if you have built up your military force with these ultra-expensive, high-maintenance, high-breakdown weapons, and you're up against an enemy that has been very cost-effective, getting as much bang for their buck as they can, then you're already at a disadvantage. But it almost seems like Washington, D.C. has gotten itself into a real corner. We're seeing all these indications that the economy can't be propped up anymore. We're hearing these rumors about how the first of the year, the United Nations and the IMF are going to say we need to move away from the dollar-centric global reserve system. Venezuela is dropping the dollar. All sorts of other countries, the BRICS nations, more countries are signing on with BRICS. It's only a matter of time before it falls apart. And so it seems like out of an act of sheer desperation is why the U.S. government wants to get a major war going in the hope that it will somehow magically fix the economy, which it doesn't. It just builds up more debt, or at least have a distraction and somebody to blame for the economic crash. It's not our fault you're hungry and homeless and jobless. It's those gosh darn Russians. It's those gosh darn Iranians. But when you look at just how desperate it seems the U.S. is to start a major war somewhere, anywhere, North Korea, Iran, maybe Russia head on, you can almost smell that desperation to get a major conflict going somewhere. You've even got the United Nations out there saying that Iran is complying with the P5 plus one deal. And yet you have the U.S. war hawks out there screaming that Iran has to be invaded. Why? Why does Iran have to be invaded? They're not a nuclear threat to the United States. They're not a threat to the United States anyway, other than that they sell their oil for currencies other than the dollar. And they're one of the few remaining countries on Earth that do not have private central banks. But it's time for all Americans to basically step back and just forget about all the propaganda you've been hearing on TV about the Iraq threat and the Syria threat and the Libya threat. And just keep a little checklist. Who is invading who? Did Libya attack the United States of America? Did Iraq attack the United States of America? Did Syria attack the United States of America? Did Yemen attack the United States of America? No, they just want to mind their own business and not be messed around with. But if you go on back to the 1990s and that project for the New American Century, they set it as a U.S. policy that the U.S. government was going to go on out and find some way to control all the other countries on the face of planet Earth, either by regime change or outright invasion. It's the U.S. government that is the aggressor. It is the U.S. government that is provoking the violence. And it almost seems there's so much of it that we, the American people, are starting to get numb to it, and that is a very dangerous situation. When they're talking about 2,000 civilian casualties in Mosul, that should be a shocking story to all of us. We shouldn't allow ourselves to become numb to the horrors of war, especially horrors of war crafted and created by our own government in our name. It's very important we, the American people, continue to stand up and say, we do not support these wars. We do not agree with them. The government does not have our permission or blessing for these wars. We cannot make the same mistake the people of Germany did in World War II, where they thought they were just going to be the good Germans, and even though they opposed the policies and wars of the Nazis, they just stayed quiet in the hope that they would be left alone. And two things resulted from that. First of all, they weren't left alone. They lost their country. They lost the war. And at the end of World War II, there was hideous amounts of starvation and disease they had to deal with because they stayed quiet. Second and most important, generations after World War II lump all the German people together with the Nazis because there had been no voices standing up and saying, we're not with them. And I don't want to see our future generations have to deal with that, the collective guilt. And that's why it's so important that we all continue to stand up and say, no, we don't agree with any of this. We're powerless to stop it, sadly. But don't for a second think that our inability to get our government back under our democratic control means that they have our consent to move forward with these atrocities that are being committed across the globe, because they aren't. It's never been more important for the American people to stand up and be heard by the rest of the world. So, let's see. Got a comment here about the Larry Silverstein caller. Just for your information, the guy that called about Larry asking why no one attacked him for 9/11, he called into John Stadmiller's show a few months ago and almost verbatim said the same things on John's show. In my opinion, he's either delusional or a paid shill. Well, yeah, that's big business. Public relations firms are paid to lie on behalf of the government. They're paid to provide people for talk shows or online blogs to argue the government's point of view. And you have to wonder what kind of a human being is willing to accept money to just go on out there and lie about these things. Because it's not like it's a little lie, like, do I look fat in these slacks? We're talking about people who, for their 30 pieces of silver, are messing with the future of our entire country. And that's what's going to happen. If they succeed in helping the government lie us into a new world war, millions are going to die, and part of that blood is going to be on the hands of all these paid online shills and paid phone callers into the radio programs. So, somebody just sent me a map of South Yellowstone with all of these little quakes and everything mapped on out. Yeah, if I were living in that part of the country, I'd be concerned. Actually, if it's a supervolcano eruption, we should be concerned wherever we are. There's really nothing you can do about it. And somebody wrote in to ask about Larry Silverstein's comment about Pull It and asking if he had a dentist appointment that morning. All right, well, what that was all about, Larry Silverstein was giving an interview about how World Trade Center 7 came on down. Now, remember, prior to 9/11 and ever since, no steel frame building has ever collapsed from fire. Only on 9/11 are we told that is what happened. And there was a lot of confusion going on. Again, there's that 26-minute delay between when the BBC reported Building 7 had collapsed and it actually happened. Somebody got off the timeline, and maybe they hadn't gotten the building fully evacuated. Remember, Giuliani actually was on video saying he'd been told the building was going to collapse. Then later on, he denied it. And there's probably a good reason for that because, again, going into 9/11, no steel frame building had ever collapsed from fire. Building 7 was built extra strong and fireproof because it held federal offices. There was no way anybody could know it was going to collapse unless they had their finger on the demolition switch. So Silverstein was caught on tape talking about how they decided they were just going to get the firefighters out of Building 7 and pull it. And a lot of people seized on that because pull it is a slang term from the world of controlled demolition, meaning bring it down. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Craig in Seattle, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, sir. I was wondering if you could touch base on the report of the 2,000 pounds of explosives on the George Washington Bridge on that day.
Well, there was there were a lot of weird reports going on that day. There was even supposedly somebody in Arab clothing that was seen walking along the bridge, which is like, what is Arab clothing? Was this guy like dressed like Lawrence of Arabia or something? Which, again, right from the beginning, they were trying to sell, Arab-Muslim terror. We know that a lot of these trucks that belong to Urban Moving Systems tested positive for explosives. As to whether or not real explosives were found on the George Washington Bridge, we don't know. It may have happened and been covered up. Again, you need to go back to that Carl Cameron's four-part story on Fox News on the Israeli spy ring, where a government official confirmed there was evidence linking those Israelis to 9/11, but that it was all classified by the United States government. But I remember hearing that report on the day that it happened, that there was a van full of explosives on the George Washington Bridge. But the bridge is still there, so whatever was supposed to happen didn't. Do you have anything more for us, Craig?
Yeah, just it was confirmed by the New York City Police Department and the FBI field office of the New York City. And also was on, and the reason why I remember seeing it on TV, I remember
how I
was.
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put, Craig, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll bring you back after the commercials.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still talking with Craig in Seattle. And we're talking about, there were a lot of things being reported on 9/11. And yes, one of them I remember was this report that there was a van full of explosives on the George Washington Bridge. And it got a lot of coverage. And then all of a sudden it went away. And I would theorize that the police actually found the van and discovered that whoever was driving it didn't line up with the official story of Arab terrorists, and so that's why that story had to vanish.
Well, yeah, even though they were attached, that van was the Urban Moving Company. That van attached to them, was it linked to that?
Yes.
They were, okay. Well, again, Mike, thank you so much to you and your wife, what you guys are doing, and I hope you make it to Seattle and some speaking engagements or something like that possibly in the future. But thank you. Keep up the great work and appreciate all your time and what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Of course, Claire and I actually lived just outside Seattle for a couple of years, year and a half actually, and we really liked it. We really did. We lived in North Bend. And
okay. Very familiar with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks an awful lot.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll let you go here. Now then, over on whatreallyhappened.com, people are starting to post follow-up stories on 9/11. Apparently, somebody told the Prime Minister of Denmark the first tower was going to collapse. Who told him and how did they know? Now, remember, those World Trade Towers were designed to survive being hit by a plane. Because There was actually an incident where a B-25 crashed into the Empire State Building. And even though the area is technically a no-fly zone, anything is possible. And the World Trade Towers were designed to survive a direct head-on impact of a fully loaded, fully fueled Boeing 707. And the 757 is a somewhat lighter aircraft. Apparently, Microsoft's self-learning robot decided that 9/11 was an inside job. So who says computers aren't gaining intelligence here? The Office of Emergency Management issued a collapse warning for World Trade Center 7. How did they know? How could they know when no steel frame building had ever collapsed from fire prior to 9/11? Especially a building that was built extra strong, extra fireproof, extra rugged because it held federal government offices. Somebody posted a video of some of the eyewitnesses to the World Trade Center lobby explosion. So this idea that there are no witnesses, that it's all fake and everything, that's part of the poison the well propaganda tactic that they're trying to use to sow discord and just keep everybody arguing about whether or not there was a plane at the Pentagon. But at this point, one thing is obvious. We know we were lied to about 9/11. We all agree on that. Let's decide what we're going to do with the government that lies to us. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard show up there in Vancouver. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Take what you learn here. Share it with everyone that you know. We still have we have to push back against this war machine before they blow us all up. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America. We'll be right back.
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.